let's swing to a different area once more. I'm partially aware of some work or some interesting development I think that you were involved in, where the United Mennonites were helping the UMMC Church to acquire some pews for their church. Can you describe that a little bit to me, or what happened there, and what the meaning of that is, or
well,
why that happened?
I feel through our involvement, our personal involvement in the church, a better understanding has come about between the General Conference Church, our church, and the MMC Church.
Has it been kind of, how would you describe it, an education process?
I think so, because ever since I was put onto this committee, this OMIAC committee, this happened in January, I guess, beginning of January was the first meeting. And we had our annual membership meeting in our church just a few days after that. And they asked me whether I would care to make any comments on, you know, what this committee was about and what, just to give a little report. So it was very brief at that time, and ever since then, I've had a spot on the agenda.
The annual meeting.
The annual meeting. Well, of course, then I've expanded that to report on our personal involvement in the church. And many people have really responded well to that, you know. And that's how come some of these, we've sung there with our choir several times.
At the church?
We have a male choir in the church, and we've sung there several times on invitation.
The male choir from where?
From the United Mennonite Church.
And they've sung in the UMMC Church?
Sung in the UMMC Church a number of times.
And the UMMC choir has sung in the United Mennonite Church?
No, not in the church, but we had a program this spring where this whole pew thing sort of came around. It was, with me, it was sort of a bit of a dream how, you know, how we could be instrumental, like our church, to help them out on that project, because it's a pretty big project for a small church. And so I offered to them, I said, why don't you extend an invitation to the male choir? We'll come and sing in your church, and you make that a kind of a kickoff fundraising thing. And so they did that, and they had a probably overwhelming result. I don't know where the money came from, and I don't care whether it came out of the pockets of the MMC people or whether it came out of the pockets of the male choir people, but the result was that they had a $1,500 offering.
Mm.
And, you know, they were just overwhelmed. Well, they didn't know that we were planning another program in their favor, like in our church. Mm. And this happened at the annual meeting. The question was asked, like I just brought this out. I said they are planning to build, to buy pews, and I just wondered whether our church would like to, you know, get behind it somehow or other. The year prior to that, they bought the parking lot, and I brought that up, and some individuals to purchase the lot in the first place.
Oh, the lot further back from the church. I see.
Mm-hmm. So then, when we talked about this, the director of the male choir got up. He said, well, could we do anything besides this program that we're going to do in their church? And, well, I said, what do you think? Well, he said, this thought just occurred to me while you were reporting this. He said, we could put on a program like our church choirs, and we could invite the MMC people down and invite their choir down to participate in this program. And we could at that program have an offering that could go towards their pews. So the thing was started there. Of course, they didn't know anything about it. We didn't tell them that.
Mm-hmm.
And I told them that the choir was invited to this program we were going to have in April, and we'd like them to come, and we'd like as many of the people in church to come as saw fit. And then at the program, we made the announcement that the offering was for their church pews. And Bill Giesberg said, wow, he said, I didn't know what to think. Now, the offering there wasn't, you know, in relationship to the number of people that were there, it wasn't that much larger. But the feeling of goodwill, you know, and the general, just what it did, mm-hmm. I thought it was just tremendous.
Mm-hmm. So what was the total amount then that was brought together?
I think that program, the offering was something like $1,800 or something. Mm-hmm. So between those two, that almost did about half of their...
So just over $3,000.
Yeah.
So there's a good amount of goodwill being generated between the two groups.
It's growing. I can feel it.